The journey from Central America to try and cross the U.S. border illegally, it's dangerous, and so is going back home. That's the flip side of this immigration crisis, as thousands of women and children caught at the U.S. border are now awaiting deportation. Reporter Jude Joffe Block of station KJZZ in Phoenix, Arizona, traveled to El Salvador to find out what awaits those forced to return home.
We haven't seen a very big flow of that population back into El Salvador yet, though there's a lot of anticipation on the ground here that big numbers might be returning in coming weeks or months. And really, these countries aren't set up for that right now. And so the U.S. is actually giving money to the Northern Triangle countries of Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador to improve their infrastructure so that they're able to be ready for when more women and children are arriving on planes.
So generally, the process involves flying the deportees back, not sending them overland. Is that right?
That's right. There are deportees coming back from Mexico on buses, but those from the U.S. are coming by plane. The government here has been sort of adjusting its protocols, you know, doing interviews with children, trying to find out a little bit, bit more about their situation. But basically, they're given pupusas, a couple bucks, and sent on their way from what we understand.
Pupusa is it's kind of almost like a little burrito, is that right?
It's like a tortilla filled with either cheese and beans or meat.
So no clear evidence yet that these women and children and unaccompanied minors are being sent back, but the anticipation that they will. What's that coming from? Is there news finally getting down to El Salvador about the detentions along the border?
Well, I think news is reaching here, but I mean, this is at the government level as well. And, you know, the U.S. has allocated funding to these countries to expand their infrastructure. So that's a pretty big clue that the U.S. is sending to let these countries know you better get ready because you have to be prepared to receive some of these children.
I know a lot of the kids are leaving because of gangs and violence. If the Salvadoran government, for example, could get crime and gangs under control, maybe fewer people would try to flee. So is the government in San Salvador doing anything to try and tackle that issue?
Well, the administration here is brand new. The Salvador Sanchez is a newly elected leader. He's left-leaning. He's a former guerrilla commander from the days of the Civil War. And his administration has been reluctant to say that violence is driving the children out. They say it's just one of several factors. But, you know, you can't be president in a country like this without acknowledging that there's a really serious security and gang violence problem. And so it's on everyone's minds. Just a few days before I arrived in the country, the president announced that he's planning to expand community policing throughout the country. So that's a clue he's given so far about the direction he plans to take the country in.
And I gather you just went to a town that kind of serves as a model for this community policing. It used to have one of El Salvador's worst homicide rates. What'd you see?
Yeah, so it's interesting. This area, Santa Tecla, it's an area that's now a destination to get a beer, go with your family on the weekend to buy some crafts and walk around, listen to some music. It's a business area that didn't exist before. And the then mayor, who's actually currently the vice president, he brought in a new kind of police that ride bikes and interact with folks and installed cameras everywhere and tried to kind of turn things around. And some people are saying that that's working. Others are a little more skeptical, saying that that's a nice model, but it's not going to really work to confront really deep-seated gang control.
Are people still leaving in as big numbers as they were some months ago?
You know, there has been a campaign here letting people know about the dangers of the journey and that a lot of those who go will be deported. So some of the rumors that might have been driving this earlier on seem to have been dispelled to a certain degree. How much that's translated to a change on the outflow, I'm still not sure yet, but I think it's a big question on everyone's mind.
Reporter Jude Joffe Block of station KJZZ speaking with us from El Salvador.